السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله العظيم في قدره، الحمد لله العزيز في حكمه، الحمد لله الجليل في ملكه وملكوته، الحمد لله الذي خلق الخلائق وقدر الأقدار. أما بعد أيها الأحبة الكرام، يقول الله جل في علاه: بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. دير great brothers, it's beloved. Really, it is a chance from Allah to me to meet my brother in this country. Alhamdulillah, this is second time I came to this country. I was here before 29 years ago. We were in Jama'ah for 40 days, alhamdulillah. And I see that work in that time, and mashallah, how is the improvement of the work now? Many people, mashallah, work in that time, small markets, few people, mashallah, now plenty of people work in this. This is need shukr from Allah Azza wa Jalla. My brothers, Allah create us and He wants us to be creation for Him. Allah wants us to be slave for Him 24 hours. Some people, they know this ayah, but they don't the mean of it. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايِ ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين. يا محمد، say to them, قل إن صلاتي، my namaz, my prayer, ونسكي, you know the nusuk, ومحياي ومماتي. People now, mamati, yes, it is for Allah. When I die, I will go to Allah. But my life, no, it's for me, not for Allah. I want to control my life, I want to spend my money, I want to spend my fikr as I want. Not as Allah Azza wa Jal want. Tabligh, control you for that point. If you just spend 3 days with the hidayat of mashayikh, when you return back to your house, you feel your life, it is not for you. Your time is not for you. Your money in your pocket, it's not for you. This means my life, 24 hours for Allah Azza wa Jal, nothing for me. Because I will give you just a very short example, small example. If anyone from us spend 23 hours and 59 seconds, mashallah, in good deeds, namaz, tawaf, Umrah, say whatever, Sadaqah, how many seconds left from the day, Sheikh? How many? 1 second? And then what, 1 second? He do bad actions. And Malak al-Maut come and take him. What is the result? Sheikh, problem or not? Jannah and Nar, it is not our hand. We cannot say the people, this is for Jannah or this man for Nar. No, this is not for, it's not our business. But we say like what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كَمَا تَمُوتُونَ تُبْعَثُونَ. At the shape of you die, at the shape you will appear in a day of judgment in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. You hear about some people, Malak al-Mut come to him while he's reading Quran, or he's making sajda. One of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, he was with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for last hajj, and he was wearing the ihram while he's walking, camel or horses or whatever, just crack him and he died. After that, Sahaba, they want to take him and make ghusl janaza and get a bathroom for him, as you do for janaza. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to them, no, don't cover them head. Don't let them put any bathroom over him. Why, ya Rasulullah? He said, in a day of judgment, he will come, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. إنه يأتي يوم القيامة ملبيا ملبيا. This is the shame which he left. The dunya is the shame when he meet Allah Azza wa Jal. So my brother, we should think about this ni'mah. Wallahi, my brothers, this is ni'mah from Allah to bring you in this country. Make sure, my brother, 100% your rizq Allah Azza wa Jal can give it to you in your country. No need to come to here. I mean your country, your original place. Why Allah approach bring you here? Why? Allah can give you rizq, Shaykh, in India or in Pakistan or in Saudi Arabia or in any country. No, Allah wants to use you for another job. Before 300 years, is there any Muslim in South of Africa? How many Muslims are there, alhamdulillah? How many masjid? How many madrasa? How many hafiz? Is it, wallahi, it's plenty of ni'mah from Allah. Say alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Shukr lillah. So Allah bring you here just for that purpose. My brother, you should know there is many ni'mah for Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah give it to us. But the best ni'mah, this iman, Islam, is the best ni'mah. Wallahi, the best ni'mah. One day, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he find his companion, ashabuhu, sitting together, and he ask him, why you are sit? What you have? You're meeting for what? They said to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jalasna nadhkurullah ونحمده على ما من به علينا من نعمة الإسلام. يا رسول الله, we sit together just to make zikr for Allah. If you love anyone all the time, you are talking about him, is it or not? Now people love dunya, life, all the time they are talking about the dead. If you have shop, and your shop, whatever it's supermarket or selling car or gold, or whatever you have of that branches, you are interesting to talk about your professionally or your job, your shop. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they are interesting to talk about Allah. Because they love Allah. Allah said in Quran, يحب يحبهم ويحبونه. They love Allah, Allah loved them.
We should love Allah. Allah give us all this ni'mah from Him Azza wa Jal. But Shaykh, the most important, how Allah loved me? How it comes? These Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they said, they mention it to sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just, we sit for that purpose. We have nothing. We don't have anything from that dunya except dhikrullah. Say la ilaha illallah, my brother. Dhikrullah. La in aqul subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar ahabbu ilayya mimma tala'at alayhi shams. See that word? Subhanallah. Ya Allah. Alhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah. Allahu akbar. Easy or difficult, Sheikh? It's easy.
So this is the main thing they sit for it. Jalasna nadhkurullah. And second, ونحمده على ما من به علينا من نعمة الإسلام. Ulama kiram said in that hadith, this is the best meeting in the world. The best gathering in the world. Why, Sheikh? Because it has two things. Dhikr and fikr. Dhikr and what? Fikr. What is fikr? Thinking. Because this is, we are approaching and talking about Islam. نحمد على ما من به علينا من نعمة الإسلام. Any ni'mah, you want to increase, you talk about it and you see how to increase it. Is it a relationship? How to increase that ni'mah? MashaAllah, how many people in that mosque? We need double of them. We need all Muslims here to enter that mosque. Think about future of Islam. How many hafiz here? We need double of them. How many alim here? We need double of them. How many mufti here? We need double of them. Think. Think how to grow business with Allah Azza wa Jal. Wallahi, this is the main business, wallahi. The other business, you will leave it. You collect all the money. And you leave all your money. And that's it. No. In the grave, Allah will ask you about even each rand. You keep it for your family. We say, Ya Allah, I keep it for my family. That's it. We say, no. No. لن تزول قدم عبد حتى يسأل عن أربعة. In the day of judgment, Allah will ask you about four things. One of it, وعن ماله من أين اكتسبه وفيما أنفقه. Your money, from where you collect it and where you spend it. It's not easy. جلسنا نذكر الله ونحمده على ما من به علينا من نعمة الإسلام. That answers Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got interesting surprise from that answer. He said, Ah Allah, ma ajlasakum illa dhalik. You make sure just you're sitting for that purpose. He said, Yeah, Ya Rasulullah. Wallahi ma jalasna illa li dhalik. Of course, Ya Rasulullah. He said, I don't ask you, I don't believe you. No. This is not from akhlaq of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Jibreel came to me and said to me, Allah proud you of his angels. Allah said to his angels, see, look to my slave, look to my worship peoples, they are looking for to, they want me to obey that. They want me to be successful that. They want me to give them rahmah placement. Wallahi, my brother, all of us need that. So, think deeply about the last life.
This work, tabligh work, Sheikh Umar Parampuri, rahimahullah ta'ala, one day I was with him, and he said to me, my son, the benefit for that work, not in this life. He said to me, the benefit day after that life. Here there is no future for tabligh. Said, you are working in tabligh, you're moneyless. The people with they are work with you, they have a lot of business now, a lot of shop. Only you have one shop. This is tabligh because he wastes his time all the time. So people think, no, people that work in tabligh, they are wasting time. No, they are looking for them time. They are working for the future, the main future. This is business. Business of whom? Of Allah Azza wa Jal. Great business, wallahi. This life, it means nothing. One day Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam want to give them percentage between the comparing between the dunya and akhirah, it means nothing. مَا الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا كَمَا يَضَعُ أَحَدُكُمْ أُصْبُعُهُ فِي الْيَمْ فَلْيَنْظُرْ بِمَا يَرْجَعُ. My brother, just get your finger, put it in the ocean, pull it out. That drops, that water gets off over your finger. This is the dunya. The ocean, akhirah. This is the comparing between. وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. Each one day from akhira, it's equal 1,000 days from dunya. This is ayah. Allah said in Quran, not me. How is the sheikh the percentage? How is the comparing between that and that? In a day of a judgment, only في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 سنة. 50,000? 50,000? We can say 50,000 years. That's just for a day of a judgment only. يوم القيامة. Okay, Ya Allah, that time, people, during that time, 50,000 years, they are sleeping, eating. What they are doing? No. Just stand up, without clothes. No drink. No talk. No eat. Just they are waiting for Allah to start the courts. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. Allah described that day. Allah described it personally. Now your mother, if she carry your brothers, she can kill themselves and nobody take them son. Is it or not? No. That day it's another story. The mother throw the son of them. Throw him. Even if it is in stomach, down. And she see people, they are drunk, or what's happened? No. They are not drunk. Allah says, وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. No, the environment there, it is too tough. It's too tough. So my brother, we should prepare ourselves. This dunya means nothing. We'll go to the other life, call it ulama, in the grave we call it barzakh life. Is it or not? We don't know how many years we'll spend with it, in that barzakh. Some people now they are in grave, they are in peace of Jannah. May Allah make us with him. Say Ameen. Some people, them grave now, it's part of Jahannam. May Allah save us from that way. This is the grave life. Allah, describe the life of the people which belong no alayhi salatu wa salam. They say, "An-naru yu'raduna 'alayha ghuduwan wa 'ashiyya adkhilu ala fir'auna ashadda al-'adhab." Fir'aun nutnu alayhi salam. Fir'aun. Ulama kiram, they say they two times in a day, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَى النَّارِ. That windows of Jahannam make a shape out of it. This is the grave life. And after that, my brothers, that life in Akhirah. You have two way, no third for it. Either Jannah or Nar. May Allah accept her for Jannah. Inshallah, all of us, you will be around of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that day, he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa ana saqikum ala al-hawd. Wa ana saqikum ala al-hawd. Personally alayhi salatu wa sallam, he gives his ummah cup or glass of water of Kothar. Personally. Ya Rasulullah, let Bilal to serve. Let the other Sahaba to do that instead of you. He says, no. Wa anna saqikum ala al-hawd. I'm personally do that for ummah because I love ummah. I love ummah. Day and night he was crying about Ummah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One day Aisha radiallahu anhu, he saw him, why is he very interesting, very happy. She said to him, Ya Rasulullah, make dua for me. Make dua for me. Special dua for the wife. He raised his hand alayhi salatu wa salam and make dua. Long dua. اللهم اغفر لعائشة ما قدمت وما أخرت وما أسرت وما أعلنت اللهم اغفر لها ذنبها كل دقه وجل سره وعلانيته. أوه long دعاء. عائشة get crying and she threw them head in the face where صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said to them, why you cry عائشة, why? She said, يا رسول الله, all that dua for me? He said, Aisha, wallahi, wallahi, every namaz, I make that dua for ummah. Wallahi. Wallahi, innahu ladu'ai li ummati fi kulli salah. Fi kulli salah. Wallahi, he love you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One day he said, لَوَدَدْتُ أَنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَصْحَابِي لوددت أني رأيت إخواني. When you sit with your family and he says, oh, wallahi, I miss one of the family. I want to see him. I like to see him. I miss him. This is what he say, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لوددت أني رأيت إخواني, my brothers. صحابة كرام رضي الله عنهم said to him, يا رسول الله, we are not your brothers. He said to them, no. You are ashabi. You are what? Convene ashabi, ashabi. They said to him, okay, Ya Rasulullah, who is your brother? He said, people come after you. They believe I am a prophet. They don't see me. That just they heard about me. Wallahi, Ya Rasulullah, we don't see you in the dunya. May Allah give us chance to see you in akhirah. يا الله ما رأيناه في الدنيا ولكن قادر أن نراه في الآخرة.
Don't see him in this life like Sahaba. They sit with him, they talk with him, they eat together, they work together. But for us, but anyone, my brother, work the same, go through his work of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshaAllah, he will meet them there in paradise. قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين.
يا محمد, say to your ummah, this is my way, this is my nahj, this is my work, this is my mihna. You call it mihna, mihna. This is my mihna, ya Rasulullah. Your mihna is our mihna. How many millions around you in this country, they are without la ilaha illallah, they are non-Muslim. They know they need this kalima to save them from Jahannam.
This is your duty and your responsibility. May Allah, my brother, save you, protect Islam in this country. This is our duty, our responsibility. Allah Azza wa Jal give us chance to come from Mecca and Medina just to say to you, Salamu alaykum, that is all. We have anything to say it. We know, mashallah, you are ulama, you are a good worker, mashallah. You are, mashallah, you make that job as a mihna, mashallah. And I saw the difference between that time and came here and until now, alhamdulillah, this is good progressing, good improvement, good acting, mashallah. But we need more and more until we meet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the paradise. أسأل الله العظيم أن يجعل لي ولكم من كل هم فرجا. اللهم اجعلنا من كل هم فرجا ومن كل ضيق مخرجا ومن كل بلاء عافية في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم يا حافظ يا حفيظ يا حافظ يا حفيظ يا حافظ يا حفيظ, احفظ إخواننا في هذه البلاد. اللهم احفظ إخواننا في هذه البلاد. اللهم احفظ مساجدهم واحفظ مدارسهم واحفظ أعراضهم.